From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DeMattei. Last week, dozens of Florida school districts had to postpone state testing because of problems with the new Florida standards assessments. Students couldn't log into the online writing exam, and some who did were booted out or temporarily lost their answers. The problem seemed to have been resolved Thursday. By Friday, more than half of students scheduled to take the online writing exam had finished. WLRN State Impact Florida education reporter John O'Connor has been covering the story. John, the next round of online math and reading tests are scheduled for April. What's the likelihood that the technical problems will reappear?
We don't know exactly. What we've been told, this is the good news, is that what happened this week did not appear to be an internet connection problem. The American Institutes for Research had updated a database in their system, and that's a software problem that seemed to have caused this problem. When students logged on, it tried to get the information and couldn't get it, and so that just clogged everything up. So prior to the testing, schools were worried about bandwidth. That was their big concern. But as Education Commissioner Pam Stewart told us this week, bandwidth doesn't seem to be the issue.
This is not a capacity or a bandwidth issue at either the local or at the vendor level. And so it would be able to bear whatever our load would be for our students during the FSA English Language Arts and Mathematics, as well as our EOC assessments as we move forward.
But superintendents are concerned because the next round of testing, the math and the reading tests, are much more intensive in terms of the amount of bandwidth they use because they have interactive questions, there's audio clips, there's things that students have to manipulate, so it could pop up again.
Before testing was suspended, some students got to see the test. Now, doesn't that mean the results are compromised?
Not necessarily. School leaders, superintendents are asking that very question. Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho said this week he thinks it's unfair to some students. Miami-Dade obviously has a lot of students learning English, and so potentially you have a student learning English who's seeing the test for the first time, and their results are going to be compared against a student who might have seen the test once or maybe even twice before actually taking the exam and that score counting. Education Commissioner Pam Stewart, she kind of brushed aside those concerns. She cited the Fight Club rule of test security.
We always encourage students not to be sharing whether they completed their assessment or not. And there are different prompts, so a student would never know which one they're going to be receiving when they go in.
All of these problems, though, strengthen the argument of folks who think that this year's test results shouldn't count for school grades or teacher evaluations or whether or not your third grader moves to fourth grade. They'd like to see the results this year essentially be collected, be analyzed, but not really have any consequences attached to them.
Florida is paying the American Institutes for Research some $240 million over 6 years for this test. Now, will the company be fined? What's going to happen now?
The State Department of Education has not addressed that yet. They have fined companies in the past for delayed results or problems with the test loading or being able to access the test. Lots of local school officials are really angry about these problems. The Pasco superintendent asked where the accountability is for the State Department of Education. At a meeting this week, Miami-Dade school board members wanted to send a bill to the State Department of Education for the lost instruction time. You've also heard lawmakers talk about a push to return to pencil and paper exams. Now, that's probably not going to happen, but it is possible the state could fine the American Institutes for Research or try and recoup some of this money for the school districts. One legislative idea that's been proposed so far that has some traction is to waive the test consequences on a case-by-case basis if schools have technology problems. The chairman of the Senate Education Committee, John Legg, has proposed that idea, and it seems like it might happen.
John O'Connor covers education for WLRN. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DeMattei.